Blast Furnace.
A successful pig iron making business was located here beside the Housatonic River for nearly 70 years. Imagine a bustle of activity around many scattered wooden buildings, including a tall, oddly shaped building concealing the stone stack of the blast furnace. Around you were piles of pig iron and slag, waste product from the iron making process. There were more buildings at top of the hill, and trains delivering raw materials, taking away the finished product to be turned into railroad car wheels. Iron was made by heating iron ore, charcoal, and limestone at a high temperature in a blast furnace. The Kent Iron Furnace operated 24 hours a day, all year, if there was enough water in the river to provide power for water wheels. One team of men was involved directly with the furnace casting, while another crew did support tasks such as working as teamsters or operating the grist mill. The December 1881 company payroll listed the names of 26 men, most of whom worked every day of that month. In the 19th century, there were over 40 similar iron-making furnaces within the watershed of the Housatonic River. The Kent Blast Furnace was built in 1826, a time when the iron industry in Connecticut was growing. First called Stewart, Hobson & Company, it later became the Kent Iron Company. Depressed iron prices and the failure of the business to adapt to technological advances caused the furnace here to close in 1892. Today, the stone furnace stack is the most visible relic. More evidence is hidden in the ground, awaiting study by archaeologists. There are three images as part of the exhibit. Image one shows the location of the Kent Iron Company. A map on the sign, dated 1874 from Beer's Atlas, shows the blast furnace circled in the middle, and superimposed to the right is a black rectangle identified as the location of the Eric Sloan Museum. The map also indicates five tenant houses to the north of a railroad spur off the tracks. To the east and south of the rail spur are rectangles identified as coal sheds, a total of six buildings. The second image on the sign shows the wheelhouse as a single-story wooden building on the left, next to the casting house, another wooden one-and-a-half-story structure that stood in front of the three- to four-story blast furnace. Image three is a portrait of John Hobson, Sr., 1818 to 1876, treasurer and executive director of the Kent Iron Company. He is dressed formally in a suit and vest over a white shirt, and he's holding white papers in his left hand, his right arm leaning on the back of a chair.